I think the first thing that needs to be considered is what's special about history. Firstly, history is about identity. The earliest history that we have is that of a family, and all children come with their own history. We have personal and national stories that we use to both define who we are and draw us together in shared experiences. We can also use these stories to exclude others from our shared story. So a good history curriculum will accommodate many different histories. Because unless our history can be made relevant to all the children we teach, how can we expect them to want to know about it? Secondly, history is about real people and real events. We need to ensure that we personalise history so that children want to know about the people that walked on their streets before them. And ancient history should seek to link children to people who experienced that past, not just explore the physical characteristics of the period. History and story are inextricably linked, and it's a powerful tool to engage children's interest. A good history curriculum will have nuggets of stories to pull children into the bigger picture. But history is not just about stories alone, however, and it's not just about facts. A history curriculum is more than a glorified pub quiz. History in school is about the study of the human past, and study involves active participation. It's the development of understanding in relation to historical concepts and the increasing sophisticated use of historical skills. A good history curriculum will include an element that develops children's critical evaluation, or of a focus or on developing skills.